You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we are taking a look back at the top moment in women's basketball history, March 21st through 22nd, 2003. One night after defeating the University of Rochester 63-54 in the national semifinals, Trinity University jumped out to a 17-point second-half lead to hold on for a 60-58 victory over Eastern Connecticut in the national championship game of the 2003 NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Championship Saturday night at the Hulbert Arena on the campus of Rose Holman. Tournament MVP Allison Woolley, baseline jumper with 11 seconds remaining, proves to be the game-winning shot for the Tigers. Trinity, which had never won an NCAA Women's Basketball playoff game before its 2003 tournament appearance, finished the season with a 28-5 record and winners of 23 of its last 24 games. The national championship was just the third national title for an SCAC team in any sport. Trinity won both the men's and women's tennis championships in 2000. Trinity head coach Becky Geyer is named the Moulton Women's Division III News Coach of the Year. Today we are joined by Trinity University graduate in 2003 tournament MVP Allison Woolley. Allison, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Allison, as you look back on that 2002-2003 season, the Tigers are coming off a 16-9 year, having never won an NCAA tournament game in program history. That being said, did you have a feeling that this team, this group of girls, had a chance to have a special year and make a run throughout the course of the year that you guys did during the season?
Did I think it was going to be a special year? Absolutely. Did I know that we were going to make it to the national championship? No clue. It was definitely a surprise. A teammate of mine had played at Marymount the year before and made it to the Final Four. She transferred into Trinity and said when she first met us all and played with us, she said, "You guys are good. I don't know if you realize how good you are." And we kind of laughed at her, but going down the stretch, she said, "Hey, remember what I said at the beginning of the season?" And kind of, you know, brought to light that we had no clue how good we were, to be honest.
Allison, the Tigers opened up the year 5-4, losing some tough games early, but you bounced back. You came back after the new year, sort of seemed to be a different team. You guys went on that run, as you did, to the national championship, like I said, winning 23 of your last 24 games. What was the difference in your team after those first nine games as you guys kind of bounced back from the new year and went on the run that you went on?
I think it was our understanding of each other. We kind of had that stereotypical perfect team as far as understanding each other, as far as backing each other, knowing what we wanted. We wanted to be successful, and we had the drive and the intensity to get there and the desire. And it made a huge difference. You know, we were friends not only on the court but off the court, and recognizing in each other, hey, this is not how we want this year to go. We stepped it up. We turned it on. And then, obviously, halfway through the year, we were given Jenna Smith, who joined us, transferred from Baylor. And then we were also, our teammate Megan Selman came back from being abroad at the break. So that those two additions helped us, no question.
You know, I know you talked about your teammate that transferred in and her saying how good you guys were, but, you know, throughout the course of the run after that new year, as I said, you know, winning those 23 of the final 24 games and your run to the national championship, was there ever a moment that you let yourself think that this team, you know, was really good and sort of it hit you that you have a chance to make this run, or was it more of a just a truly game-to-game focus attitude?
I honestly think it was a game-to-game for the most part. I think winning the regional tournament where we beat Wash U in the finals, that was kind of the sealer for us of, whoa, okay, we can do this. Once we made it through those two rounds, we, you know, it kind of sunk in that we had every potential to win a national championship.
The 2002-03 season, Allison, was the first year of the SCAC tournament. You helped guide the Tigers through the tournament, defeating DePaul 63-47 in that championship game. How much did having the SCAC tournament, in your opinion, help prepare Trinity on your run through the NCAA tournament?
That's a good question. I think it definitely helped prepare us. We had lost to DePaul in the in the regular season. And we had a vengeance, no question. We were ready to take it to them. But the playing back-to-back games, playing on, you know, multiple nights, being prepared for whatever you had, you know, not getting ready, not getting to prepare a week in advance that we had, like we had been used to, I think definitely helped mentally, physically prepare us.
Obviously, with the SCAC championship, you received the AQ in the NCAA tournament, Allison. Trinity received a first-round bye, and then you hosted Maryville College in the second round. Just talk about that experience of playing an NCAA game in front of your home crowd at Trinity, and then also what was the feeling like after winning the program's first-ever NCAA tournament game?
We did not know what to expect. It was exciting. You know, they were putting the stickers on our floor, the NCAA stickers, and stuff that we had never seen, so it was kind of that we were at that point of, well, this is cool, you know. But going into the game, we didn't know what to expect. I remember finishing the game. We won by 6, I believe, and we were kind of taken aback, like, okay, we did it. But looking back, you know, a couple games afterwards, we were thinking, wow, we could have easily, you know, just as easily have lost that game, not knowing what we were in for. But I think that kind of gave us the fuel to show us what we had the potential to do and what we needed to do mentally to prepare, because I don't think we had completely mentally prepared in that first round.
Obviously a win-in-advance situation in the NCAA tournament, Allison. You guys have a tough draw in the NCAA sectionals, having to go on the road to Hardin-Simmons, a top team in the country. You had already lost to them once previously early in the year. Having the opportunity to redeem a previous loss, what do you remember about playing Hardin-Simmons on the road in that NCAA sectional?
I loved it. We went into that game with a chip on our shoulder. You know, we had lost to them in the first game of the season. We didn't think we should have lost then, so we were ready to take them on. Their crowd, the gym was sold out, with 95% being for Hardin-Simmons. I mean, there were old people, young people, everybody. Nobody saying anything nice to us, no question. We went in there to a very loud gym, very just gym full of energy, and we silenced them. We got up 18-2 in the first 5 minutes of the game. And I'll never forget the sound in that gym. There wasn't much to be said. So it was very fun.
Obviously, with the win, you advanced to the regional final, sectional final against Wash U. You won that game 76-57. Just take me back as the clock wound down and hit zero. What was the feeling like knowing that you had made your final, that you had made the Final Four, knowing that not only had you won the first ever tournament game in NCAA history for Trinity University, but now you're going to the program's first ever Final Four?
We were absolutely elated. I remember going in at halftime of that game, and I could barely breathe. I was so tired. Playing back-to-back games, I was worn out, thinking, how in the world am I going to play a second half of this game? But it was one of those games where I hardly remember the second half. I was just going. My body was just working for me. But I will never forget, as the clock wound down, Megan Selman, our post, had the ball, and she, just out of complete jubilation, threw up a three and just started, you know, running around, dancing in circles. And that feeling of just, wow, we just did this. And that's, like I said, kind of when it sunk in that we had every potential to win a national title.
Moving on to the Final Four, Allison, Rose Holman, then SCAC member, hosted the Final Four that season. How much did your team benefit from playing in a familiar gym, having made that road trip earlier in the season? And really, did the Tigers benefit from that as you guys moved on to the Final Four?
I think we did. You know, obviously it was cool to look up and see your own banner. You know, Trinity's banner was up on the wall already because of our conference, and this was a gym we were familiar with, the locker room, the area. You know, we stayed in the same hotel we've been staying in, and it was a comfortable feeling for us. So we kind of felt like we had the upper hand there. And going into a tournament where, as you pointed out, we had never been, you know, we'd never been that far, it was something to kind of hold on to keep us kind of, you know, sane.
Face University of Rochester in the first round, or in the semifinals, and pick up the win 63-54. As you mentioned, so many firsts for this program throughout this NCAA tournament. How did Coach Geyer, you know, really help to maintain this team's focus throughout the run, and now actually, you know, knowing that you're going to play in the national championship game?
That is a good question. I'm trying to remember back. I recall just kind of she kept things normal. You know, she had the same pregames that we were used to having. We did the things that we knew, you know, were familiar to us. kind of just tried to keep our same routine, all the traditions there, so that we wouldn't get out of whack. She did a very good job. She's always good at keeping things the same, which I think definitely benefited us. You know, we were, and like we said, we were at Rose Holman, so we were comfortable. We felt prepared and ready to go in and play.
Just talk about, Allison, what you remember the morning of the national championship, not, you know, non-basketball related. What was the feeling like with the team on the way to the gym, in the bus, warm up? Did you guys have a good feeling in the locker room as you guys headed out for preseason or for pregame lineups and everything? Just talk about what you remember.
At that point, I think we were just excited. We were a team that tried to keep loose. I remember the announcers before the game commenting that Eastern Connecticut was, you know, sternly doing their warm-up, taking their shots, and Trinity was dancing. We were a team that liked to stay loose, to keep, you know, kind of that mental attitude that we weren't going to, you know, think ourselves out of a game. So we woke up and kind of had that same energy. We laughed a lot, tried to stay calm, and cool. I had to get there early. I had a big-time ankle injury and a couple different hand injuries at the time. We went in for shoot-around, and I remember not actually being able to feel my hand. I was at that point in the season where everything hurt. And one of my assistants came up and said, "We got 40 minutes, Allison. That's all you got to give." And I was like, okay, you know, and then that was the first time it really sunk in that, yeah, we've got 40 minutes of basketball left to play, and that is it. We just tried to keep the energy up, tried to keep the spirits high and not overthink it, but, you know, just come in and take care of business.
Obviously, Trinity jumping out to a great start in that national championship game against Eastern Connecticut, leading by as many as 17 points in the second half. How long did that second half seem to play out as Eastern Connecticut began to make their run and claw back their way into the game?
We were in at halftime, and obviously we were excited with such a lead, but Coach Geyer and you know, the leaders on our team also pointed out, you know, we knew Eastern Connecticut was good. We knew they were going to put up a fight. I mean, this was a national championship, and they made it there for a reason. So we didn't go into that second half thinking, you know, that it was going to be easy. We knew that Allison Coleman, you know, was an All-American and had was ready to play. She didn't have a great first half, so we were ready for her. And she did come on in the second half. But I can honestly say there was never a doubt in my mind, and if you ask any of my teammates, I think they'd say the same thing, that we weren't going to win, that we couldn't pull it off. Even as, you know, the clock was, as they were creeping closer and closer, I never had that sinking feeling or that thought of, you know, we're not going to do this. It was just a matter of gritting through the time, basically.
11 seconds left, and you hit what proves to be the game-winning jump shot. Just take me through that play, Allison, and then, you know, as the clock hit zero, obviously after that, knowing you were a national champion, what is that feeling like?
Well, we had an inbounds play. One of my teammates had fought for a huge rebound, and we ended up getting possession of the ball, called a timeout. So we set up an inbounds play, and our plan was to run a play, you know, to run down the clock and get a last-second shot up. However, our play was completely botched. I don't know. I don't remember what happened, but I just ended up getting open on the right wing, just out of, you know, just had to. So I was actually trying to get the ball to our point guard. She was coming around the back side of me, and the girl guarding me, I'm left-handed, and I was on the right side. So she knew I was a lefty and was way overplaying my left side, and, you know, just kind of had a perfect lane wide open to the basket. So I took two right-handed hard dribbles and pulled up and took a jump shot. It was one of those that bounced around the rim forever, and everyone in the crowd said they didn't think it was going in, but I knew it was going in. It just took a while to get in. And then quickly we hustled back on defense, heard the other coach call a timeout, but apparently before that actually right after that happened, Allison Coleman actually threw up a shot on the other end that went in, a three-pointer. So people that were listening to it on the radio actually thought that shot had counted. However, for those of us that were there, we were already walking off the court for our timeout. Just a side note. But so we have 6 seconds left in the time with a timeout, and we're, you know, just ready to switch, ready to do anything. We kind of knew that the ball would probably be in Allison Coleman's hands. Someone tried to set a screen on her, and she ended up throwing up a last. She dribbled the ball off of her foot, ended up throwing up a last second shot that was an air ball. And I think I actually got the rebound and just threw the ball as hard as I could above my head and started celebrating.
Obviously, Allison, after that shot and with your entire tournament performance, you're named tournament MVP. Just talk about what that honor meant to you, not only at the time, but as it does now, as you've had time to reflect back on it.
Well, honestly, Sarah, I was surprised. We had a very talented team. I was by no means the most talented player, I don't think, on our team. But it just so happened that was, you know, that was my night. Megan Selman won the sectional, you know, MVP. Melissa Carl won the conference tournament MVP. You know, I think that's a testament to the skill level that we had on our team. You know, I just so happened to have scored the most points that night, and the ball was in my hands at the end. I think anybody, you know, had the potential to have been able to do it. No question, it was an absolute honor. And to be up there with the other athletes that, you know, were named to the all-tournament team, I felt very honored. And looking back now, you know, 10 years later, or almost 10 years later, it's something to be proud of. It's something that I definitely hold dear. I think the national championship part is by far outweighs the MVP part, because I truly believe, you know, it was a team effort, no question. And like I said, any of my teammates could have been given that same honor.
What do you remember about climbing the ladder and cutting down the nets as a national champion?
What do I remember?
Mm-hmm.
Or could you repeat that question?
Yeah, what do you remember about climbing the ladder and cutting down the nets as a national champion?
I was surprised I made it to the top. I think I was shaking at that point. just very excited. I mean, I actually hardly remember a lot of that celebration. But it was a indescribable feeling, I think, you know, just to get to stand up there and know last time you're cutting it down, and very, very proud for sure.
And finally, Allison, just as you've had time to look back and reflect, what are the lasting memories, images you always have with you, not only, you know, from that day that you guys won the national championship, but throughout that whole season with your teammates and the run that you girls made?
My teammates, for sure. I think what's neat is we have all stayed very close, especially from that year. That was my junior year. People that were a part of that team, we, you know, all attend weddings. One of my teammates just had a baby yesterday. We're all very much a part of each other's lives that I don't know if we, you know, it was an experience that we got to share together that not many people get to experience. And it brings people together in a whole new way. And looking back, I would say, I mean, we had a lot of laughs, a lot of just really good, good times. And I think that was a testament to our coaches who led us that way and to our teammates who were just willing to give anything they had to our team.
2003 tournament MVP and Trinity University graduate Allison Woolley. Again, Allison, congratulations on being a part of the top 20 moment in women's basketball over the top 20 years in the SEAC, and thanks again so much for your time.
Sure, no problem.